NYD Fund Police Gubernatorial Hopeful has NYPD Protective Detail. By A.W.R. Hawkins on November 29, 2021. New York gubernatorial hopeful and defund police proponent Jamon Williams, D., enjoys an NYPD protective detail. Williams also lives on a military base that provides around-the-clock security, Fox News reported. The military base, Fort Hamilton, requires anyone who steps foot on the garrison to go through security checkpoints and submit to a background check, the New York Post pointed out. An official who spoke to the Post described Williams' living arrangement, saying, "These aren't apartments listed on Zillow. It's essentially a gated community with stunning waterfront views protected by tanks and soldiers with M16s. Williams was elected as a New York City public advocate in 2019. He also ran for lieutenant governor, describing himself as a democratic socialist with hopes of abolishing ICE, the Jacobin noted. 53-year-old Joseph Rollin lives near the military base and believes Williams is being very hypocritical. Rollin said, "He gets to protect himself, and yet we can't? I feel like it's a situation where regular citizens are not allowed to defend ourselves, and people like our elected officials can. What I would say to the elected officials is if you're so anti-police and so anti-gun, then you should give up all of those privileges that allow you to protect yourself," he added. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer-slash-curator of Dan Range with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio and a Turning Point USA ambassador. Follow him on Instagram, at @her_Hawkins. Reach him at @her_Hawkins@Breitbart.com. You can sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/downrange.